Life Audio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Billy and the Goat. I'm Billy Yancey. God is the goat. Please hit the subscribe button so we can stay in touch. Many of you are aware that I competed in bodybuilding many years ago. I was really anxious to get on stage in these skimpy speedos. Would you believe that I had to go to a psychiatrist before one of my competitions? True story. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
So, yeah, I was getting ready for one of my bodybuilding competitions. It was a bigger competition. I had already been on stage a number of times for some smaller competitions. This was my first Mr. Virginia competition, big competition, state competition, held down here in Virginia Beach. It was going to be a large turnout. I was really anxious. I was particularly anxious because of the posing routine that I put together. Now, the posing team routines are 90 seconds long. They're short, but you know, if you do it right, you can get a lot done in that amount of time. But what I wanted to do was something special. There was going to be some robotics in it. I was having some voiceover done, and it was a really, really big deal. What I imagined happening during those 90 seconds was, if I could pull it off, I knew it would be special. But that was just it. I was in my head. I was anxious. And I needed to talk to someone. I needed to talk to a professional about pulling off what I believed I could pull off. So I went to the psychiatrist, met with him, and it was a good conversation. It was positive. It was helpful. You know, he said the things that were helpful to me, that enabled me to get up on stage and just do what I practiced, do what I knew what I could do. But at the end of the day, you know, what it all boils down to is belief, believing in yourself. And that's what we're talking about today. I believed that I could do it. I needed a push. There was a little self-doubt. So I went to the psychiatrist. He helped me out. And you know what? I killed it. It was a full house, sold out, got a standing ovation. I won the Mr. Virginia. It was absolutely, absolutely amazing. I got to the point where I believed I could do it. That was everything. I figured it out. That's everything. We got to believe, folks. We got to believe. If you don't believe in yourself, who else will? Fortunately, we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. Fortunately, there's God the Almighty. God always believes in us. The Holy Spirit is there for us to believe in. You know, going back to playing Division I football, I had some anxiety. You know, when you go from, especially when you go from high school football to college football, it's night and day. When you play Division I football, it's night and day. My favorite coaches, Dean Pease, he's coaching, and I think he's with the Arizona, Tampa Bay. Oh my gosh, he'd kill me if he hurt me right now. He's in the NFL. Oh my gosh. I can't remember. But Dean Pease is in the National Football League. He was my favorite defensive back coach, and assistant Tom Madeira was awesome. They both coached me, taught me. Man, you know, I went from not really knowing too much about how to play backpedal, turn and run, this, that, and the other, to being one of the best, you know, at Navy. Did really, really well. I worked hard. I figured it out. You know, with their coaching and their prodding and mistakes that I made and the nuggets of wisdom that they shared with me and my teammates, I figured it out. I believed in what they coached me. I believed in myself. I believed in my ability to be the best out there on the field. And I was. Oh my gosh. You know, in spite of some unsureness or how things would turn out along the way in many situations, I always believed in myself. God and the Holy Spirit are not just the X factor. God and the Holy Spirit are the A, B, C, all the way through Z factors. With the Holy Spirit inside of us, there is nothing we cannot accomplish. But first, here's the thing. We have to believe we can do it. We can't just put it all on God or put it all on Holy Spirit. They're just not going to just hand it out to us and just put it on a silver platter. We got to work for it. Got to put forth the effort. We have to first believe we can do it. We have to believe in ourselves. You have to believe in yourself. We have to believe in the Holy Spirit no matter what. If we do not believe in ourselves, in effect, we do not believe in the Holy Spirit. Ruh-roh. Major problem. No bueno. Believe in yourself. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Powerful. Believe in yourself. Believe in the Almighty. Believe in the Holy Spirit to make things happen. When we believe, make things happen. You know that me and my team have been building Anabo since 2011. Ever since I created the first workout for Anabo, which put me on my back. And that I've modified and created and built into this program for all fitness levels. All fitness levels. Always believed Anabo is special. It will be worldwide. It will be used by millions all over the world. I've always believed that. Always. I have no idea. I didn't know how it was going to happen, the way it was going to happen. I do know now I have a team and we are rolling out the beta version. We have a number of people using the app now, testing it. We have more testers going forward or waiting for us to send it to them so they can be a part of it. Many of you will be a part of it as well. Despite the ups and downs, the valleys of business, of things not going like I thought they would in over the years, things, just all kinds of stuff happening. I mean, from, wow, servers going down, the system going down, me having to reboot it, the company that housed all of our workouts, that company going belly up, or there's just so much that has happened that for the average person, would have just quit and given up and said, the heck with this, it's not going to work, you know? So here's the thing. The hosting platform for Anabo closed down. The company, yeah, they closed down. It was the host for all of our data, all of our workouts. They were the host, and they would allow us to use our tablets to put the workouts up on, you know, the screens that we have in the gym. So suddenly that shut down. Then I had to go back to using a remote control and, you know, this, that, and the other. So the point of all this is things just went haywire. Everything went awry. Nevertheless, I still believed that everything was going to be okay, that we'd figure it out. There have been a number of times over these, geez, almost 2.5 years that we've been building our app, a number of things have happened. I didn't figure them out because, you know, that's why I have a team. That's why they do what they do. That's why they write code, and they're really good at it. But as I said, there have been things that, as a team, we navigated that were difficult, complicated, complex, and we figured it out. We're all on the same page, and we all believe that it would work out, and it's working out. So we're almost there. We're almost there. And my best friend David said, the higher you climb, the closer you get to the finish line, to finishing, the harder it gets. And here we are. We're almost there. Again, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. All too often, things get messed up because we're leaning on our own understanding. Some things are just not meant to be understood. Plain and simple. We don't need to know everything. One person is all knowing. It ain't us. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. For the longest time, I had my hands on the wheel. I wanted to drive. I wanted to turn when I wanted to turn. I wanted to keep straight when I wanted to keep straight. Sometimes I wanted to turn around. I gave that up a while ago. God is in control. That's the way it is. We have to have faith. We have to believe. God is. When I was getting ready for the Mr. Virginia competition, at the time, Teddy Riley was working out in our gym, and I was training some of his artists, and he was able to help me, you know, put the music together, which was really, it was complicated, but that's what he did. That's what he does. And what I was asking him to do, what I needed him to do was easy. I mean, 90 seconds to mix down and incorporate some audio. It was amazing to watch him in his studio, all these dials and buttons and lights and stuff and switches. He did it. But what I needed to do was get out of the way. I didn't go in his studio and tell him what he needed to do and how he needed to do it. No. I just let him do what he needed to do. Just like God. No, I'm not comparing him to God. But listen, take your hands off the wheel. Let God do what God does. God is all knowing. God is all doing. God is all powerful. The Holy Spirit is inside of us. If we don't believe in ourselves, we in turn are not believing in the Holy Spirit. Fail. Believe in yourself. The anxiety, that's not God. That's Satan. That's the enemy. Enemy instills confusion, discontent, disbelief, the complete opposite of God. Believe in yourself. Some people like to say, you know, fake it till you make it. That's what works. Go for it. Fake it till you make it. Believe that you're going to make it. Jeez, 11, 12 years ago, I had no idea where or how we were going to build this app. Not a clue. But things just started happening. At one point, I almost lost. My buddy was there, kept me out of harm's way. But, you know, potentially we could have lost the company ownership, majority ownership of the company. I would have been working with somebody else. But that's not the way it was supposed to happen. That's not the way God saw it. No way. We just, you know, we have to do the work. Do the work. Faith without work is dead. Belief without work is dead. You can believe all you want to, but if you don't do the work, you will never get there. You can
yes,
and not have any faith. You're just spinning your wheels. You're just working and not believing that you're going to get somewhere or create or win or accomplish. That's not what it's about. That's not why we're here. Individually and collectively, we are here for each other to do a job instilled by God. That's why we're here. So in short, whether you're a competitor and you're not exactly sure how you're going to get there, you're not really good at this particular time, you don't know a lot about how to get from A to B, but you're willing to put in the effort, stay faithful, believe. Believe is everything. I think about my son, William. He's never not believed. He might get in his head. He might get anxious. But he's never not believed. When he takes a shot at the basket, he believes it's going in every time. Every single time he takes a shot, he believes he's going to make it. And if he doesn't make it, he is surprised. When he makes it, he is elated. Because he always believes he's going to make it. When he plays baseball, believes he's going to hit a home run every time. When he bowls, he thinks he's going to get a strike every time. Every time. Years ago, before he was able to walk, before we had the chair for him to get around in, to be mobile, he scooched on his back. And that's how he got around. Because he's never been able to crawl because of his disability and the problems he's had with the right side of his body. But I'll never forget being in our living room. I had the exits not boarded up, but kind of barricaded. One was with a ice ball, and I had a chair on the other side of the couch. I was trying to keep him in because I wanted to watch TV. I didn't feel like chasing him all over the house. So I barricaded him in, and his only escape route was the side where the exercise ball was. So if you could envision, between a couch and a pillar, there's an exercise ball. Move the exercise ball, you could get out, go into the kitchen, go into the foyer, what have you. So I'm sitting there watching the game. He scooches over, and I'm watching him. And he starts kicking the ball up with his left leg. Up, 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 up. Next thing you know, this sucker scoots underneath the exercise ball, and he's back out into the kitchen. He's in the foyer. He's everywhere. Why? He was on a mission, and he believed he could do it. He never thought he couldn't do it. He didn't know he had the Holy Spirit at that time. I don't think he did. But he believed he could do it. And then that's why he did it. And he got out like he wanted. Believe. Believe. It's so powerful. When we don't believe, It's a nightmare, isn't it? It's like you're just sitting there, getting nowhere, frustrated, confused, not where you want to be. Believe in the Holy Spirit. If it's hard for you to believe in yourself, believe in someone else's belief of you. Hold on to their coattails. Most importantly, believe in God. Believe in the Holy Spirit. Know that you're going to be there. Know that it's going to happen. I know that our app is going to be amazing. I know and believe that William, my son, will not need a cane or a crutch. He will run on his own by himself one day. Believe. Trust in the Lord, not on your own understanding. In all of our ways, we need to submit to the Lord. He will make our paths straight. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for joining me. God bless. Believe. Allow me to take a moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and much, much more.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian prayer meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian prayer meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.